Hello and welcome to St Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. It's Friday the 28th of February 2020 and it's Lillian here. Thank you for joining with us and listening as we share a reading from the Jesus-Centred Bible. We'll be reading from Matthew 6, verse 7 to 15. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. But pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food that we need, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. I love how this opens and it says that your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. And that includes your daily needs, whether that's a physical need or a spiritual need. And God has so many blessings in store for us. He's so many things that he wants us to do for him. But sometimes we allow things to get in the way of that communication, of that walk with him, of that growth that we have in Jesus. And one of these things can actually be unforgiveness that we store in our own hearts. When you don't forgive, you actually stunt your growth and your relationship with Jesus. You actually cheat yourself of the joy and the blessing that Jesus has in store for us. And we actually put a barrier between ourselves and God. And it stops God releasing his full blessing and promise in our lives. I know sometimes you get hurt really badly and sometimes it's very difficult to let go of it. Sometimes it's almost like having a teddy bear that you've had for a long, long time, and there's almost having a comfort and kind of hanging on to that hurt. But there's always a thing about when you actually do let go of it, there's that sense of relief. When you release someone from the hurt they caused and you forgive them, you're demonstrating Jesus' heart and Jesus' love. When you forgive someone as well, it releases something in you, a compassion in you, and you find yourself showing empathy towards the person. I went to the cupboard the other day there to make something for our tea, and I took from the back of the cupboard a jar which contained some cooking sauce. And it was only as I went to add it to the food that I realised that the sauce was actually about 2 years out of date. And it's almost like unforgiveness. It's something that you hoard at the back of your cupboard. It's the forgiveness, unforgiveness that you hoard in your heart. And it's detrimental to your health, just like unforgiveness is detrimental to your health. It causes you stress, and stress isn't good for you. Just like holding on to unforgiveness isn't good for you. It cheats you and robs you of your walk and your relationship with God. So before we can be effective Christians, before we can be salt and light, we need to check our own cupboards and check our own hearts and make sure that everything is well within date. Don't let the contents of our cupboards spoil the banquet we're preparing. And don't let the contents of our heart rob us of our relationship with God and with the promise and the will that he has for our life. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that you know even before we ask what we need of you. Father, we thank you that you meet us at the very point of our need on a daily basis. And Father God, we thank you that you have forgiven us of our sins. Father, just ask that you would give us the strength, Lord, as we approach people, Lord, or approach situations, Father, that have caused us hurt in the past. Situations, Lord, that would have come between us and you, Lord, situations that would have prevented us, Father, entering into a full relationship with you, Lord. Father God, we just ask that you would just be with us, Lord, as we approach these people, Lord, and that we could just put this to right. Lord, we just want to have the heart of you, Lord, and walk in your freedom and in your love. We thank you for these things, in your name, Jesus Christ.